This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, jeez.
Chaos. Are you all right? What's your drop? Your water, is it?
My phone.
Oh, dearie D. That's not good.
God.
Marty has been with us for the last couple of weeks. Dave is back tomorrow. What has been your favorite part of the routine of the morning?
I can be cheesy. I got paid to hang out with my friend.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. It's class, isn't
it? Like sometimes we're like, oh, are you free to stay? I'm not. What about you? And then it's a couple of weeks pass before we get to it. And I'm like, we were forced to see each other every single morning.
You know what's funny as well? They say that, don't they? That like, you know, when you're young and you're going to school, that like you're forced to hang out with your friends every day. And that's the bit about school that people really miss.
Yeah.
That, like, without, it's not your choice, but you're with your friends every day. And then that's taken away from you.
Yeah.
You have to go to like, are you free? Are you free? And it's just so hard to like, I don't know why. I always
responsibilities.
I never really believed it growing up because I was like, no, I'll be with my friends every single day. Obviously,
yeah,
I'll hang out and loiter with them forever. But that's not reality. When you do get older, it is harder to see.
Yeah.
So it's been lovely to catch up properly.
It's been so nice. Yeah. Now, I have to say, I'm looking forward to a lie-in tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
To everyone. And I've said this so many times. If you guys as well, I just don't know how you do it. It's very impressive.
I love it. Like, I'm so used to, like, over the years in radio, I suppose, and sure, Marty, you know this better than anyone. You do, like, different shifts, don't you? Because radio goes on, like, 24 hours a day. So, like, back at the beginning, I was doing nights, then I was doing kind of mid-morning.
Yeah.
Then I was doing like 10 to 3 with 104. So this was a shock to the system. But now I'd find it really hard to change back.
Would you?
Totally. Because the idea of just, like, now it's so weird. Before I get home from work, say with 104, I'd get home at like 5 p.m., whatever.
Yeah.
And I still feel like I have a full evening to do things. Whereas now, if I'm in work until, say, 1 o'clock, and that'd be late for us to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to fit everything in I have to
do
today?
I actually get this.
Even though everything I have to do today is like walk the dog, mop the floor, like not a big deal, but I feel like, oh Jesus, the day is gone and it's 1 o'clock
tomorrow. Like, I'm on our sister station iRadio, but I'm on 3 to 6.
Yeah.
And
your day is fucked.
But then I've got a gig tomorrow night.
Okay.
In Westport. So you're right, if I was on this show tomorrow, be out of here in the morning, the gig's not until midnight in Westport, I have the whole day still to kind of set myself, whereas tomorrow now it's going to feel like an overwhelming rush, if you get
me. Yeah, it will.
I know what you mean. Sorry.
It's so stupid.
There's something to be said. If you're listening right now and you listen to the show live and you get up at 5 in the morning, there is something to be said for it, for sure.
Yeah. I love the idea of having, like, you feel like you get loads done. The only bad side about brekkie, I think, is people expect you to just, they kind of feel like you're doing nothing. And like, grant, fair enough. Yeah, we do get off really early, but we're in really early. So like, and like, Jack knows, like, but he was like, would you mind dropping that to the post office for me? Sure, you're free. And I'm like, I don't mind doing that every now and again.
I know what you mean.
But there's always this like, sure, you're available to do that.
You're available from 10 every morning. Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, I don't think that Jack would talk as much. What's
I don't like it being in here.
Oh, right. I actually like it. It's like coming back. So in case you don't know, we moved studios just yesterday. So the show was live from a lovely studio. But we come back to ground ourselves to record the podcast downstairs to our old studio, which is still lovely. When I first, sorry, the coffee's hitting me, lads. I'm talking like a motherfucker. When I started here first, this was like the dream studio.
Isn't it funny
beautiful
how standards progresses? But that's the same with phones and games consoles and everything.
It seems so dark in
it is.
Now.
We sat in darkness literally for 4 years.
I love it.
Yeah.
The bright lights upstairs now have me a bit like, oh. Like, I use that studio upstairs when I'm on a Sunday and it's pitch black. I turn the lights off.
We can try it out over the next while and see. We might darken it a little bit.
It's way too dark. There's only two.
It's
dark or light.
Yeah.
Oh, so what do you do to turn the lights off?
You
do it in the dark?
No, I still keep the screens on. The LED lights on the wall.
Yeah.
They stay
but
on.
They but they don't add much because the screens are black and then the LED strips are only just strips of purple.
It'll be use to you guys getting your social media content, so it won't. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Marty, an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you guys for being so lovely and nice. And like, I'm not dying or leaving the company, so I'll see you around. Like.
Of course.
And you're going to pop up every Friday with a... I don't know.
I'm not coming in live to do that though. I hate to break. I'm going to record that from my kitchen.
Yeah.
Ah, don't be saying that. It's magic.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm in here every Friday morning at 9 and then for 10 minutes.
And obviously you're back every Sunday as well at Spin and across the schedule. Hopefully see you soon and let's get our dogs. Let's shake hands on our dogs meeting and going for a nice walk with them before the end of the summer.
Yeah. Before the end of the summer. Okay. That has to be done. Yeah.
It's only July, August.
Sorry, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 10 weeks. See you soon. Bye. And hi to you listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Dave's back.
Emma, Dave and Fiona
on Spin.
When I wake up, I feel good. Turn up.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning. How are we? It's Thursday, the 18th of June. Emma, Dave and Fiona. It is Emma and Marty again this morning. How are you, sir?
I have to say, even though I'm covering Dave on the show this morning, I get that. I miss Dave and Fiona on this show. Does that make sense?
Wow.
I miss them.
That's interesting.
It's really weird because I'm on it.
Okay, so when you're listening to the show, you enjoy Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Love it. Yeah.
And even when you're on the show, you miss Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Yeah, I'm like... Look, waiting for them to speak or something.
I know, I get you. It feels like ages. Obviously, Dave's been gone now, what, a week and a half? He's back tomorrow. And Fiona's been gone since March. It's mad.
Yeah, he was actually meant to be back today. I don't know if you mind me outing him for this, but he didn't know his flight time.
Oh, yeah.
So he messaged me after he was meant to be coming back on the Thursday morning. He sent me a message the following day, being like, any chance you can do the Thursday as well? And I was like, yeah, no problem. He was like, oh, I didn't realize that the flight was at like 10 p.m. and Pippa just reminded me there, so I'd have to go straight from the airport into the show. And I was like, that's the rock star life, Dave.
That was the Dave of a few years ago. There was one iconic time where he came directly from a flight in from New York to the show, and that was iconic.
Oh.
He'd had a few hours
sleep,
though.
He's too old for that now, is he?
I suppose maybe the New York one was a slightly longer flight, so he could get a bit of kip. Gotcha. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, on the flight, yeah.
I had to do the same though, because with everything that was happening with the war, I had to change my flights on the way home from Thailand.
Oh,
and
yes, you did.
Had to last minute be like, oh crap, I forgot we had to change these flights. I definitely can't come in tomorrow. I'm home at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
But Dave back on the show tomorrow morning. Your last morning, and you'll go out in a high this morning because the girly quiz.
Yeah, you guys will go out in a high. Yeah.
We're with Marty on the show after 8:30. Welcome on in. Good morning. Have you heard any of the backlash on the Brooklyn Beckham World Cup ad?
Fill me in, please.
Okay, so just in case...
You guys were talking about it, whispering about it in the studio earlier, and I feel like I've missed it. So I'm a listener now, Emma.
We'll get to it. But okay. I suppose, first of all, just to remind yourselves of the big allegations made online by Brooklyn over the last few months. Do you remember this? When he accused his mum of dancing all over him at the wedding and everything? Oh, we were glued.
To it, yeah.
He broke his silence after so much speculation about there being a fallout between the family. So back then, he claimed his parents tried to interfere or undermine his relationship with Nicola Peltz, mm-hmm. billionaire Nicola Peltz. He says he felt controlled.
Why is that relevant, Emma?
It's relevant because he doesn't need their money anymore. He says he felt controlled by his parents for much of his life, which, again, that's totally valid if that's how you feel. He alleges that Nicola was disrespected by family members, including around their wedding back in 2022. And this is the bit that got everyone talking. I'd say Victoria Beckham is still cringing. He claimed that his mum hijacked their first dance and Victoria danced very inappropriately with him, leaving him feeling uncomfortable and humiliated. And he's publicly said time and time again he has no interest in reconciliation. Now, allegedly, the family are distraught over this, like Victoria and David. I don't know. I think if Brooklyn wants to step away from it all, then good on him. That's just my personal opinion. If what he's saying is true and how he's felt his whole life, then grand, that's fine. And maybe the Beckhams will learn a thing or two for their other three kids. I think there's a lot of like Brooklyn bashing. And I'm like, oh, look.
Brooklyn bashing. Oh, wow.
That's
that
how I felt for a while. Until this week when he released a World Cup ad.
Okay.
All right. And what happened here is he seems to, in this ad, which seems to kind of promote the idea of watching the World Cup from home, mm-hmm. Is really double down on his earlier accusations against the family. This is the start of the ad.
You're probably wondering why I'm watching the FIFA World Cup 2026 from home. It's not like I don't have tickets. It's because it's a long story.
Oh.
No.
Oh my God.
Like, first and foremost, unneeded. Also, Brooklyn, you do not live in my head rent-free enough for me to wonder why you're watching the World Cup from home. I actually didn't even think about you.
Did you say this was an ad?
Yeah.
So he got paid to throw a dig at his parents.
Exactly.
Oh, my
God. That's where it gets a little bit nasty. But I love the ego of that line. I actually haven't been thinking about you. I haven't been thinking where you're watching the World Cup.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No.
It goes on.
These can go to someone else. Hey. Put them somewhere fun.
Got it, yeah.
So, allegedly here, what's being alluded to is that he throws down the football tickets beside unopened letters
and a luxury watch that was all gifted by Dad David.
Oh,
so it's really like going for it very publicly whilst getting paid. There's a lot of obviously discourse about this over the last few days, but my favourite input is from Lorraine from the telly.
Images showed daughter Harper turning up to Brooklyn's house, her big brother's house, only to find it empty. Well, now it seems that Brooklyn has taken a wee swipe at his family in a new advert for the World Cup, and you wonder to yourself, does he really need the money to do that? I just don't get it. I don't understand what's going on.
That's the thing. He truly does not need the money to be doing ads for the World Cup.
People, I will say, people go down that route when it comes to like these millionaires doing ads, and they kind of go, they obviously don't need the money, but like maybe they do. Like, they have such a lavish lifestyle they have to keep up. Like, you guaranteed, can you imagine the paycheck?
Nicola Peltz's father is one of the biggest billionaires in the world.
That doesn't
and she's
mean,
married into that family
that
now.
That doesn't mean they have a joint account.
He's
Emma.
A Beckham.
You can't guarantee they have a joint account. It's 2026. You know what I mean? They
might true. But the other thing to mention on that is, and Lorraine mentioned it, was there was a big ceremony last week in LA for David because he got the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And naturally, Brooklyn wasn't present, but the other kids were. Apparently, Brooklyn and Nicole's house, or Nicola's house, sorry, are only around the corner from where that is. So Harper walks up, little Harper, darling, to Brooklyn's front door with a letter. But the paparazzi just happened to be there to catch the moment
just
when the door was not opened, you know, because Brooklyn and Nicola weren't home, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was this moment of, oh, the paparazzi just happens to be there to catch her getting this little pink envelope in for her big brother that she hasn't seen in months, you know? I'm like, ah, come on now.
That's kind of
controlling the narrative a little bit. But there you go, more Beckham drama this week.
My veins. Good morning. To you listening right now, I want to give you a little bit of a BTS. Everyone has their own line of work. They have their own jobs. And I don't care what you work in. I love knowing what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah, of course.
I love it, especially if I frequent it every so often. So you're listening to the radio right now. So hopefully you frequent it often. And hopefully
frequent.
What am I saying?
Frequent.
Hopefully you keep listening. Please and thank you. And at this time of the year, we have the National Radio Awards. I know they're called the IMRO Radio Awards, but that means nothing to everybody.
Yeah, true.
They don't know what that means. Like, and rightly so. You don't want to be honest. So I like to call them the Oscars of Irish radio.
Lots of people say that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I thought I was unique with that.
You've heard that, Callum, haven't you? The Oscars of Irish radio.
Play the song, Emma. I'm finished now.
Yeah, and it makes me a little bit sick.
So this is the time. We have to get our entries in by the end of June. The deadline is actually next Friday. However, Callum's looking after the entries this year, and his deadline is on Monday.
That'd be Callum.
The deadline is actually Thursday, by the way.
Sorry.
Get your facts right. Come on.
Anyway, so we're in the middle of prepping our entries to try win something this October. It always happens on the first Friday of the month. And I have been nominated. Look, don't get me wrong. When I started out in radio, the dream was to just get nominated one day.
Yeah.
15 years on, I've been nominated 9 or 10 times.
Ooh.
No, hear me out.
Oh, a little humble brag.
It's not a flex. It's not a humble brag. It's actually the opposite. I've never won. I've never won.
You've never got a gold.
I've never got a gold.
The thing about the radio awards as well is that if you get the gold, you get like this legitimate trophy that you can put in your sitting room or whatever. But if you get silver, bronze, or you get like a certificate, you can hang it on the wall.
You don't even get like a silver medal or anything.
No, a little medal would be nice, actually.
When you're in school and you entered a competition like an egg and spoon race, if you got bronze, you got a bronze medal.
Yeah.
So how come
Women's Money Marathon, I got a medal.
Yeah, why don't we get like, you know, anyway, look, it sounds like the first world problem, I get it. But I'm just like, do I have to keep doing this?
participation trophy.
So this is the thing. Like back when I was in like fourth class, I remember winning a punctuality award. But when you think about it, that technically wasn't my award. That was my parents' award.
For making you go to school.
They got me to school.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You got an award for your parents literally beating the traffic and getting you to the gate on time.
It should have been called that.
Yeah.
That's a much better name. My parents won that award, not me.
They should have put it in their car. Can I tell you some of the awards that I won?
You strike me as someone that won a punctuality award.
Of course, primary school, I was the awards king. I won an award in school, and I'm not the most sporty of people. I've won 2 different sports awards.
Go on.
One for best player of the tournament in a hockey tournament.
What?
Under 10s.
Well done.
Field hockey?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
On the grass. I also won man of the match in a five-a-side match once before. I played in goal, and I won man of the match for playing in goal because we lost 22-2, but it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Why didn't you win man of the match?
Because I saved loads of goals.
You conceded 22.
I did, but I saved a lot with my face. And then and then this one, this is very peak me. In primary school, I don't know if they do it now because I obviously left primary school in 2004. I won the kindest kid of the whole school.
I'm sorry.
You won the kindest kid of the whole school.
I hope that is hanging up somewhere at home.
It's a trophy, and it's on my mum's kind of mantelpiece.
Oh, that's the best award. Who cares about the radio awards?
It's called,
honestly, who cares?
It was called the Kindness Cup. And I still have it.
It's so cheesy, but it's so wholesome.
I know.
No, that's the, honestly, for the kids listening this morning, that is more important than any grades or any. Once you're kind, that's all that matters.
No, exams are important.
Strive to win.
No, but it's
you know all the influences coming out. Exams aren't important.
No, they are though. They're important, but kindness.
Kindness cup. Yeah,
we
need one in Ireland. We need the kindest.
I think I always just got participation awards. I think at one point maybe I got an attendance award, and I think that's lousy because some kids just get sick.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, that's really unfair. Some people just are like
they're just not
immunocompromised, and it's like, oh well, Dawn, you came to school every day. Well, my pal is just unwell. Yeah. She gets really bad period pains. Has anyone in the room, or maybe you listening, have you heard of Kidz Bop? K-I-D-Z Bop. If you haven't heard about it, it's a music brand, and what it does is it creates kid-friendly versions of really popular pop songs, okay? So the tracks are performed by Kidz Bop Kids, which is a rotating group of young singers who get the opportunity to be a part of this.
Okay.
And what it does is, obviously in radio, you censor music, you take out the bad words and stuff so that it isn't grating on anyone. But what they do with Kidz Bop is they even change the theme sometimes, if it's an adult theme, to be something a little bit more kid-friendly. So it changes, like, the message of the song in some cases, but still kind of getting your chorus or getting the song across.
Gotcha.
They launched in 2001. They've had loads of albums, billions of streams. I'd say if you work with kids or, you know, are a parent, it's probably a go-to for you. I'd never heard of it, but I came across it the other day because Noah Kahn, he's a big Twitterer, and he shared a Kidz Bop post where his song, The Great Divide, which sounds like this. I can't recall last time that we talked. So I can't remember the last time we talked about anything but looking out for cops, okay? So alluding that they might be up to no good.
Yeah.
The Kidz Bop version, it sounds like this. I can't recall the last time that we talked about anything but I can't remember the last time we talked about anything but hanging out with the cops because everybody's friends.
That's really cute.
Noah tweeted it being like, oh my God, so specific. And a girl underneath the fan of his wrote a tweet back being like, are you made aware of this before it happens? And he replied, nope, right? Yeah. It doesn't have a problem with it.
That is so cute.
It is adorable, yeah. Hanging out with the cops.
Yeah.
And that's the version that they think, I guess, is real. But there's loads and loads of other massive pop hits over there. Callum.
I'm absolutely obsessed with this. Of course, it's something on the internet, so it's going to be something that I absolutely care about. What I've done is I've got a couple of songs that are the legit songs, and then I want you to guess what you think the Kidz Bop has re-sung them to. And I don't think you're going to get any of them. So we'll start with a little bit of a throwback. Something that you might hear on the Naughty Threesome, Let It Rock, Kevin Rudolph and Lil Wayne.
Okay, so G, what are we replacing, I guess, stuck your middle finger with? With stuck your middle finger. So what would you stick to the world? Or what would you give to the world? So I gave my love to the world,
My love to the world. Any guesses for you?
So I wave my right hand at the world,
Let's find out.
Oh my God!
That's really good.
He raised his hand and waved it to the world.
Oh my God, I wasn't far off.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
You shouldn't have been as specific with the right hand. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kelly Clarkson and Stronger. You know the bed feels warmer
sleeping here alone. Hey, what's the problem with that lyric? Why can't the kids hear that?
So they changed that entire lyric. What do you think they changed it to?
No, sorry. What's the problem?
The bed feels
warmer when I'm asleep on my own.
Yeah,
that's grand.
It's very weird.
Sure, loads of kids get into bed with their parents at night. Okay, so the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. The bed feels warmer when I'm with my dog. Any ideas, G?
The bed feels warmer
because I've got my fluffy pajamas on
when I'm sleeping here with mom.
Let's
find
check.
Out. You know that life feels better.
Oh. Stop. Sitting
here alone. It makes no sense.
Wait, you what? Know the no. light feels better when I'm sitting here alone.
Life feels better.
Life.
Yeah, yeah feels
That's
better.
That's even more depressing.
It's so weird. And
That's
why,
really depressing.
Why did they change sleeping to sitting? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nicki Minaj and Starships.
Oh.
So okay. Obviously we have censored that as well because we can't have swearing on the radio, but we're higher than a what did they re-sing that to?
We're higher than a big oak tree. We're higher than an aeroplane.
I was thinking aeroplane, yeah, but yeah. I'm kind of thinking kids friendly, so I'm kind of like, I have kite in my head.
Oh, that's cute.
Let's I know. Don't think you're going to get this one, and there's a reason why. Take a listen. I can't stop. We're kids, Bob, and
we're taking Oh, they're just annoying me now.
We're Kids Bop and we're taking over. I've one more for you, and you are not going to get this one whatsoever, all right?
Are you so sure?
I'm gonna play you the song because they've re-sung basically the entire song. It's this from Shaboozy. So there's obviously a reason why that isn't going to be Kids Bop, because it's talking about bars, there's drinks, there's parties. Kids, not a kid-friendly song. There's a lot that they've changed in this, and it's really going to upset you.
It's also woke these
it's
days.
It's going to upset me, isn't
yeah.
it?
Oh,
all right.
Okay, so I'm not even going to get you to guess, because
let's just, check.
Okay.
Just listen to this.
Okay. Someone turn it up and dance along with KB. I know we in Shaboozy got a history. Everybody in the place sing it with me. Oh, I love that.
Okay,
oh, no, I really like that.
I don't mind that too much.
I don't like. I don't
Everybody
like
in the place sing
ref.
It with me doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
but the previous
the
one, the kids taking over
we're
annoyed
kids pop
me.
And we're
oh, it's
over.
Very woke though, isn't it?
Oh, everybody sing it with me. I like that.
Oh, Margie's so into it.
Yeah, no, I like it. This. It's fun. We do this again, can we?
When after 9?
I'll just come in tomorrow just for this one part.
So I know what a fine place to die is.
Did you have my microphone on there when I was singing?
No.
Oh, that's okay. I got the biggest fear ever there. I was singing like live Burn With You. And
I know exactly where I want to die. Surrounded by my scones. I am on a scone buzz at the moment.
Are
I
you?
Made them once a few weeks ago. Then I was like, they're crap. Want to get better.
Scones.
Homemade scones. I have made scones 4 times in the last 7 days. My freezer is full of them. I
what are you
never...
putting on them?
Well, this is the thing. Yesterday was a big day for the scones.
Oh.
They got an upgrade. Threw a few blueberries in there.
As what was before the blueberries?
Just plain scones. What's wrong with a plain scone?
Emma.
What?
Where's the butter?
No. The you have me all wrong. You have
butter.
Me all wrong. But when they're made, of course, butter and jam. But making.
Ah.
As in they're actually got blueberries melted into the actual scone.
And then you put butter on them.
And then I put butter in
stop
them.
Stop it. It's too early
a
for this
fine
kind of talk.
Place to die, I tell you. We're going to play the Tricky 10 for the first time this morning, just after 8.
Yes, and I've been harping on about this, and I promise this is my last morning, and not by choice. Dave is back tomorrow, and we've got €2,000 to give away for the month of June. However, it's my last morning covering Dave, and I would love to shout, you can win yourself €2,000, or you have won €2,000. So that's what we have up for grabs. You get all 10 questions.
It's your last chance to do it for Marty.
Please. Also, if you're top of the leaderboard as well by tomorrow, you get to win a set of tickets to go see Westlife in September, which I was thinking really quickly could be worth €2,000 come September.
Do you know what? That's so true. That's so true.
Not a bad prize.
Get in touch right now with the word tricky. Do it for Marty, if not for yourself.
Do it for me.
087-711-1038. We play just after 8.
Playing all the hits.
Go on.
Nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one
on hit music station.
You've got Emma,
Dave and Fiona.
Hello, good morning. It is Emma and Marty again this morning. Hope all is good in your world.
Good morning. Sometimes, guys, I worry about the younger generation coming through because I'm like, I'm in my 30s now. There's DJs coming through that are like 18, 19, 20. Am I like, is my job safe?
Yeah.
Last night, guys, wait for it. Got booked for a gig in 2028, so I did.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
You ready for it? Yeah.
Go on.
Ready for it? Her name's Amy. I was working last night and she rocked up to me and she said hello. And she was like, oh, I got follow you on TikTok. And so I was like, oh, thanks a million, Amy. She was lovely, really, really nice. Yeah. She was like, come here, I'm getting married in the Farnham Estate in Cavan on the 1st of July 2028. Would you do it? And I was just standing, I'm kind of on the spot there. I'm kind of like,
well,
yeah,
I can't say I'm busy.
I was like, I can't turn around and be like, oh, sorry, I'm working that day.
I've got something on.
So I just said yes.
That's
so
amazing.
No, it's great. But now I'm kind of like, oh, no. It's a wedding in Cavan. I don't know how to DJ a wedding.
When's the last time you did you ever DJ weddings?
I DJed two friends' weddings before.
Okay.
And that's fine because they didn't want the usual wedding stuff. So that was okay.
Yeah.
There was one wedding I DJed that was a friend 6 years ago. I mean, it was just, she just wanted hip hop and R&B, which was great. But now I'm kind of panicking a little bit. I'm like, I shouldn't have said yes to that. But like you said, I couldn't turn around and be like, well, like, oh God, looking at the calendar, that week is full. Sorry. Yeah.
You have 2 weeks to prepare, two years
to
prepare yourself.
Get ready for this gig. Yeah.
It should be the best gig of your whole
career.
Sorry,
Amy, if you're listening, I'm really excited.
We are gearing up for the first of two tricky 10 plays of the day.
Yes, it's my last day. So I really, really, really want to be the one that shouts, you've won 2,000 euro.
I know. Give him his chance. Come on. Bit of pressure on this, but we will play again after 9. But Leah is there this morning. How are you feeling about all this?
Feel a lot of pressure after hearing the pressure of Marty's last
day. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, he really wants to say those sweet words. You've just won 2,000 euro, Leah.
I know, but Leah wants to hear me say them as well.
It's true.
Oh, God, yeah.
Leah, whereabouts in Dublin are you?
I'm in Meath, actually.
Oh, okay. What part?
Navan.
And is work in Meath, or are you going to be going to Dublin for work?
No, I'm in Meath as well.
That's handy, isn't it?
40 minutes away, so it's grand.
Oh God, that's still 40 minutes. It's a long drive.
Emma, yeah. Emma has this thing.
I did
about
that to annoy Martin.
Oh, 40 minutes is nothing, Leah, is it?
No, it's grand. You're used to it. If you're living in Meath, you're fine.
You're fine,
you're well used to it.
Yeah, Emma's a dub now. I know she has some roots down the country, but she's a proper dub. You know, anything more than 10 minutes is long.
I do feel like that. I was door to door this morning, being perfectly safe driver. There was no traffic on the road. I was door to door in 15 minutes. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, well,
traffic in Dublin just spoils everything.
Leah has 40 minutes ahead of her.
I know, and
right.
I kind of get it. I used to have really long drives for work as well, and you kind of get into the swing of it. You do. Okay, let's try and win you 2 grand. Are you a big Westlife fan, Leah?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Great crack.
Isn't. I was reared on them. 55 seconds about to go on the clock. Marty is going to ask you your 10 questions, and we know that every answer is a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know, just give it a guess. You know it's going to be something between 1 and 10, so you never know. It could be the difference between not winning 2 grand or winning 2 grand. So give it a guess. As I mentioned, Westlife tickets yours if you top the leaderboard by Friday, and we wish you the very best of luck. The score to beat at the moment is Grace. She sits top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. But we know you can do better,
Leah. Yes, Leah, I've got a good feeling about you. I know you're ready. Are you ready to go,
okay,
Leah?
Yeah, sure.
Do it for Marzi.
We'll count you down. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, let's go. If you're really happy, you're said to be on cloud what?
9.
What time would it be if a 24-hour clock read 1,700 hours?
5.
Complete the name of this hotel chain, the what Seasons?
4.
Drew Barrymore was what age when she filmed E.T.?
3.
Lionel Messi scored how many goals in Argentina's World Cup match against Algeria?
2.
How many C's are there in the word Cincinnati?
Six.
In the nursery rhyme with magpies, what number is a secret never to be told?
Have a guess.
Throwing out there. Go on.
She said it. Yeah.
On Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, how many questions do you need to answer correctly to win £32,000? Go on. Throw a guess out.
8.
Okay. How do you think you did this morning, Leah?
Oh, awful.
Don't say that. Don't say awful. Don't speak about yourself like that, Leah. We will tot them up and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, score 3 this morning, Leah. Not to be, but let's just go through the ones that caught you. Drew Barrymore was 6 when she filmed E.T. rather than 3 that you said. Lionel Messi scored how many goals in Argentina's World Cup match against Algeria? You said 2. The answer is 3. You were really close. How many C's are there in the word Cincinnati? You said 6. You panicked. That was funny.
Yeah, no, 6.
You were like, 6, I don't
know. Leah, we're not going to hold it against you. No, you just threw that number out there. You did.
And we said, give it a guess. So respect to you for that. The answer is 2. In the nursery rhyme with magpies, it's, you know, 1 for sorrow, 2 for joy, 3 for girl, 4 for boy.
Sorry.
5 for silver, 6 for gold, 7 for a secret that's never been told. 8, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
I don't know if there is
going.
Yeah. I'll have a check on that.
The answer there is 7. And finally, on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, how many questions do you need to answer correctly to win £32,000? You said 8. The answer was 10. Leah, an absolute pleasure to chat to you this morning. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Just checked here. 7 for a secret never to be told is the final one in the magpie rhyme, which is kind of lazy.
5 I think, more than I thought existed.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought.
Have you never been paranoid? Well, actually, you're not a girl, I guess. Did you ever think about the girl for 3 for girl, 4 for a boy?
Never.
Okay.
However, poorly, maybe it was the pressure at the start of that. But look, I've got one more game to play to try to give away €2,000 with this tricky 10. After 9 o'clock, we're going to play again. Tricky in a message, please. 087-711-1038, and hopefully we can sort you a 2K later on.
3 noughties tracks as well, kicking off the show after 9 o'clock. Loads of nostalgia, and again, Let's go. I have been told that I am wrong by Darren. 8 for wisdom, 9 for a kiss, 10 for a bird never to be missed.
It's not real. That's not real.
What do you mean it's not real?
It doesn't exist. That's like everything. That's made up.
By Darren?
Yeah.
But that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. That sounds really nice.
If Darren made that up, Darren, you are a lyrical genius.
It's not real.
He's our new words.
You're a liar, Darren.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged. All together. Respect your mother. Okay, one of the questions we have to go back to from this morning's girly quiz, or not the girly quiz, sorry, the tricky 10 was in the nursery rhyme with magpies. What number is a secret never to be told? The answer being 7. And I was having a look online to see if there's anything beyond the number 7. We got a message in from Darren, who said some lovely messages in, saying that 8 is for wisdom, 9 is for a kiss, and 10 is for a bird never to be missed. Producer Callum came in, being very Producer Callum, going, that's not real, you've made that up. Which again, like, hats off, we have a wordsmith on our hands with Darren, but Callum doesn't like fun.
Oh no, all my fact checking said it finished at 7, but as always, people on this show, they'll always want to prove me wrong. And Darren, fair play to you, because I was adamant after, upon further inspection, there is more verses. And someone else has also got in touch as well. Adam said that there is, and he sent a link.
He sent his sources, which I appreciate.
Thank you for sending your sources. Thank you for referencing. I appreciate a good bit of pedantry on the show, and thank you very much.
I would just like you to say, Darren, I'm sorry.
Darren, I'm sorry. I got it wrong.
No. Round over. Out of the ring. Get out of the ring,
David
material.
Guetta and Viva Rexha. This is I'm Good at Spin. David Guetta, Viva Rexha, and I'm Good Blue. Tell everyone what you just told us, Martin.
Oh.
Come on. I think it's so interesting as a DJ.
I think that track, I just think it's the best dance record released since Avicii Levels.
Isn't that something now?
Everything about it.
It's so really good. I get what you're saying.
The only reason why I'd say it's not better than Avicii Levels is that it samples a classic, and Avicii Levels was completely original.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Fair enough. Come on, David Guetta, you're better than that.
Guys, in case you don't know, so help me God, I live with an English man. And normally that's absolutely fine.
And you work with one.
I work with one. I'm surrounded by them. Yeah. At least the guy I live with, his mum's from Cork, and I always have to reassure myself of that from time to time when things get hard living with an Englishman. He's half Irish, he's got West Cork in his blood, you know, he's got Castletown Bear in his blood, he's fine. But oh my God, World Cup fever has hit my little house hard, and obviously last night was the first England game. It all started yesterday morning. I was here on the show, and I got a really inappropriate text from Jack, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm in work. How dare you bring smut into my work life? I got a text with a YouTube link, and I was clearly here on the show working. And I said, I can't open this now. What is it? And he said, song to get you in the mood tonight, with a really appalling winky face attached, right?
And you had just said you love Enrique Iglesias, so I was thinking maybe it was an Enrique Iglesias song.
I'd said on the show, yeah, maybe. No, he wasn't even listening. Not at all. So I was like, I can't wait any longer. Turn the Wi-Fi off. You know, don't want work checking if it's something dodgy. Turn the Wi-Fi off, snuck over to the corner of the studio, opened the link. Ah, for God's sake. What it was this song.
Oh, and he did it. All right, Callum.
That was the dirty link he sent me, and dirty link it was. Utter filth, the neck of him. but then, last night, he said, are you not going to watch it with me? And I said, oh, I'll do the first half, then I'm going to bed, but like, I'm going to be on my phone, I'm not going to pay attention, and I'm not going to support it. Like, you know, I'll show interest in what's going on, but I'm not going to be cheering. It's you know, what
really?
If any, and then even when the game was on, I was like, we better close the blinds. What if the neighbours are judging me?
Oh. Someone looks in and you're watching the English game.
But then, Jack loves to watch the build-up for matches, you know?
Yeah.
And the pundits were talking about a few of the viral songs for England for the year. And I had to send Callum this video. This is a clip of a video I sent to Callum last night. And what did I say in that video, Callum, in that message?
What did you say?
I said, don't tell anyone, but it's not that bad. It's a good little song, that. This is the real chant.
I don't get the reasoning behind that being an English football song, but why God, it gets you in the mood.
I get it. I asked Jack last night, I said, what's the story with Vindaloo's? What's the story? And he goes, sure, it's very English culture to go and have a curry. I was like, cool, yeah, whatever, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm so confused right now. How? What?
Look, we do need to talk about the matches today because obviously we did a massive fully charged.
Sorry, we need to mention that England won yesterday.
You breezed over that very quickly.
Yeah, they did win. They
4-2,
did win.
Was it?
4-2. Yeah, the first half was entertaining and then I went to bed.
But, and Emma, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you impressed with Luka Modric's longevity?
Who's he?
He's a Croatian player and he's just turned 14. He's playing in the World Cup.
Ah, cool. Well, yeah. I liked the guy the other day who's the 40-year-old in goal, Cape Verde's goalie. Yeah, he was nice. And he's for Croatia. Yeah, so good for him. Delighted for him. Yeah, what's his name again?
Luka Modric.
Go on, Luka. But unfortunately, Luka. He conceded 4 goals last night. So, oh, no, he's not a goalkeeper. Never mind. But before we move on and have a look at where we're going with the fully charged World Cup sweep, I do think after all that English talk, don't worry, we'll do a little bit of a cleanse.
Very good.
Boys in green.
Yes, Callum, yes.
You just blessed the country with that.
Yeah, yeah. We need a little detox after all that talk about the England and the World
Cup. That was like sprinkling holy water on the show.
It was. Honestly, that's what it was. I love it. The World Cup today, well, it's the start of the second round of the group matches, so everyone now has played at least once. We did the World Cup sweep on the show. We allocated all teams to people who listened to the show. So, Emer, who listens to the show, she has Czechia. They're playing South Africa tonight at 5 o'clock. And it is Wendy who drew is the word I'm looking for. She drew South Africa. I am looking for them and I cannot find, there they
South
are.
South Africa. Probably not the best, but let's go.
Woo. Producer Callum, you got in the World Cup sweep Switzerland. Some more interest for you this evening. Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's Adam at 8 o'clock. Then Greg, who listens to the show, he got Canada.
Whoa, Canada, go!
Hey! Oh, so cute, that's one of my favourite ones of all we got in. Up against Chloe's team, Qatar, at 11 p.m.
Woo! Come on, Qatar!
Mexico back in action this evening. That's Anna versus South Korea, who you have, Marty. Yep. 2 a.m.
2 a.m. I'm getting up to see South Korea play the hosts, baby. Let's go.
It's your last day on the show, so I urge you right now, and we'll clip it up, to do your official chant, please, for South Korea while the World Cup goes on. We'll play it every time you're not here.
Right now?
Go for it. No pressure.
Because I'm good. Yes, we're rooting for Korea. They're going to have the best tournament of our lives.
Yay, that'll do. And Anna's chant is for Mexico.
Woo, go Mexico. Arriba.
Arriba. Guys, it is a bit of crack.
I love it.
Again, it's just such a shame that Ireland aren't involved. Can you imagine how chaotic?
I felt it this morning. I did. Yeah.
Yeah, did you?
I really did this morning.
Imagine the buzz if we were coming into work and Ireland had beaten Croatia 4-2. Actually, no one would be here. Yeah. That would be the reality of it. No one would be anywhere but in bed. You're on spin. Marley Park, Saturday and Sunday night. I am absolutely buzzing. Olivia Dean. I love that it's a Sam Fender song. And we're like, Olivia Dean. It's a shame that she probably won't be able to cover that song. She doesn't have Sam and he's on so much of it. You'd wonder if she'll do a version of sorts. I don't know.
Sometimes they do it, but they leave the
male vocal in.
Go for it, Olivia, if you're listening.
Also, after 9 o'clock this morning, we are kicking off this morning's Naughty Threesome.
Yes, three songs from the Naughties, back to back, throwing you back just after 9 o'clock. You're going to love it.
But for now,
it's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Yes, welcome on into the girly quiz. Marty did this last week. He absolutely smashed it. We have to call back to last week. He did so well. He got through it. There's encouragement this morning saying, come on, Marty, show Dave how it's done.
Oh, thank you.
Three questions face Marty to get through the week, all girly related, in and out and up and down and all the rest. And just note that if there are young kids in the car and there's certain things you just don't want them listening to, bear that in mind, because the girly quiz tends to go into kind of uncharted waters and Marty is mental. Pass it on.
I'm so rogue.
Yeah. There are two lifelines to help him out. One we can look after, but one is his phone a female, and Chloe is there to help you this morning, Marty. There she is.
Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate your time. You're very kind.
Problem.
And I hope you can help me win this and then you win and we all win together.
And everybody's happy.
Brilliant.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to crack on. Chloe, if you stay on the line for us, Marty will certainly need you at some point. Okay, here we go with question number one on the girly quiz this week from Marty Guilfoyle. Can he go out in a high? Marty, look at me in the eye.
Oh, no.
I don't know, I just want to make you feel awkward. As in, I'm going to note, look at me in the eye.
Okay.
Typically, a woman's left what is bigger than the other?
Oh, but see, I know the answer when it's a man.
Why, what is it when it's a man?
Like your testicles.
Is the left testy always bigger than the right one?
Oh, no, Callum, it's one hangs lower, is it?
Don't bring me into this.
You have them, I think, I hope. Sorry if you don't.
Let me check.
Men listening, which one hangs lower?
I think there is one that is lower, yeah.
Okay, so
it's
just
not one is bigger.
No, I think it's lower.
So if it was the manly quiz, I would have lost. That's embarrassing.
Typically, a woman's left what is bigger than the other?
So can I ask Chloe if I can? No, I'm going to simplify this. I'm going to save Chloe.
Oh.
I think it's a tough one. Is it a tough one? No, hang on. Colin's reaction. I got it. No, I'm going to simplify it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going for a simplify on his very first question.
Don't make me feel bad about it.
That's what the girly quiz is all about. Okay, typically a woman's left what is bigger than the other? In simplify mode, is it A, her boobie, or is it B, a hip?
Oh, I was gonna say the boobs, but oh no, he's looking at me.
I'm just looking at you. Stop overthinking it. A woman's left what is bigger than the other? Is it A, boobie, or is it B, hip?
It's the boobie.
It's a boobie. Final answer.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm raging on myself for that, because that's where in the nicest possible way, that's where my brain went when you started the question.
But you know the way I joked at the start, then I was like, I should have said that. I was like, look at me in the eye.
Yeah,
look me in the eye. Don't be looking down.
Emma, no,
it is funny because you do get in your own head. I've done the girly quiz a couple of times myself, and you have to kind of think logically, but also like, what Emma is doing isn't there to put you off.
Oh, I see. But I don't know. I've known Emma for a long time.
You just get in your own head.
You're like, getting Dave gets in his own head. Yeah. That's why I sometimes say I'm just going to stare at the wall, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, one for one. We're cracking on to question number two. Still has his phone a female. Last week, Marty, you were asked about if a woman was going in for a Hollywood, what would she be doing? We're keeping to that theme. Marty, if you were getting a French bikini wax... How much hair would be left?
Oh, God. Chloe, how you doing?
Oh,
how
are really? You straight over to Chloe. Okay.
Hey, Chloe. Parlez-vous français, bah oui?
Haven't a clue about that one.
Okay.
Well, what you just said.
Wait. Oh, what I just said. Thank God, my heart.
What you said.
Guys, you got 30 seconds to discuss.
Okay, Chloe. So, I presume the waxer isn't speaking French to you while they take it off, are they?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Oh,
but
no.
I think it means it's a bikini wax, but extended a little bit in from the bikini line.
What's the bikini line?
So your bikini line is where your bikini bottoms would sit, like. So it's a little bit in from that.
The triangle.
Yes.
Okay, so the bikini line's a triangle and you get the wax just within the triangle.
A little bit in further from it.
A little bit in further from the triangle.
I think.
Oh, my heart. Well, I don't have another answer. So, right, Chloe. Yeah.
You're going to lock in that it comes in further than the bikini wax.
Comes in
I'm
further.
I'm going to just ask you to just describe that then. What would that look like if it came in further? If that's your bikini line.
That's the triangle,
and
yeah.
it came in further, what's left?
Oh, a straight line. Is that right, Chloe? I don't want to ask if you've ever had one before. That's weird.
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Callum, I'm going to have to VAR this with you, sir, because what they're saying is true.
Yeah.
But what's left?
Mm-hmm. Hair. That's the answer. Chloe, no, hang on a minute.
In fairness, Emma's answer that she has given is not complete hair removal.
I'm looking for
have we overcomplicated it, Chloe, I wonder?
I think we might have.
Yeah.
It's like the bit that looks like a landing strip. But what you're both describing is if it comes in from the bikini line, then that's what it is. You're just not saying that. So I don't know what to do here. Am I being too gracious by giving it to him? 087711103.
It's not Dave.
Oh! Marry okay. me. Chloe, marry me.
Wow, Chloe. My God almighty. I would. I hope Dave's not listening this morning or he'll bar you. He will bar you. Amazing. You've won yourself that Just Eat voucher. Thank you so much. And I want to just give a note because I was hoping you'd use your Simplify for this. The question being, if you were getting a French bikini wax, how much hair would be left? A was what was correct, the landing strip, not complete hair removal.
Oh, yeah.
B was the shape of a baguette was to be left.
Oh, very good. Chloe, you've been great. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Have a great
day. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Chloe. Bye-bye. Yes. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're on to it.
You're on your own, though.
That's
for
okay.
For question number three.
Oh, you've made it very loud there, Emma. You've done it on purpose. You did.
Bit of tension, you know.
Oh.
Doesn't harm anybody from time to time. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
Marty.
Emma.
A woman must be how many centimetres dilated to give birth? What I love about these are we can go for the classic questions when Marty's in, and we've used this question on some guests over the years, and it always goes down a treat.
How many centimetres dilated?
So to give birth to, you know,
how many centimetres is the average baby head?
Right, okay, is that the way you're going to go for it? Cool, interested in your thought process?
I know you say I should not listen to you and you be in my own head, but you don't make it easy when you do things like that.
Right, I'm going
to
just stare down.
Even off the radio show as a friend, you do it. a centimetre, an inch.
I'd urge you to do something, right? Take your pen and paper.
I don't have a pen this morning.
Okay, here's a pen.
Thanks very much, Emma.
Draw out what you think like a few centimetres would be. Like, isn't try to look at
I want to say half the page. So from like the middle of an A4 sheet, if I draw a line down the middle and I draw a line from the middle to the right, that's what I want to say there. I want to say the middle of the line to the right. So that's my guess. If I look at that and compare it to something, just 20.
20 centimetres dilated to give birth is what you're saying.
Oh, no. 10. 10. Sorry,
you just did your fingers on it. So, like, a lot of people wouldn't you put your finger down and think that's a centimeter, that's a centimeter, that.
Yeah.
So, do that across what you've drawn in the thing and see what you come up with. But you're saying 10, yeah?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm so bad at this.
You said 10, though.
I thought 20 and I just said I'll cut it in half and I'd say 10. But my finger going across the page is roughly 9. But 9
And you can imagine a baby coming out of that.
Yeah.
What's your final answer, sir? I need to know your final answer.
I said 10, 29. We'll go in the middle and we'll say 10. 10 centimetres. Like, I don't know. I don't know. No!
I was like, I sent him wiry again. He said 10. And then I was like, count with your
finger.
Is it
actually 10 centimetres?
It's 10 centimetres. Isn't that incredible for women, though? Like, hats off to the women. Giving birth to a full-on baby with 10 centimetres honestly, to play with.
Every woman listening right now who is either given birth or will give birth, oh my God, well done.
I know.
Because I'm looking at it on the page here that I drew, and like you guys can see this where you're listening. Hey man, that's... I nearly said a bad word there.
That's
effing
small, isn't it?
Oh my God. Well done.
Two out of two on the girly quiz.
I'm actually shaking.
Well done, sir. You absolutely
smashed
it.
The state of me, I'm shaking. Don't you ever...
Swift and Elizabeth Taylor on Spin. What's the crack? The latest on the street in terms of rumours about her wedding is that she's going to marry your man Travis Kelce in Madison Square Garden, and apparently the New York mayoral office have to get involved because the wedding is going to be so big. That surprises me. I thought she'd be way more chill about it. Not chill about it, but like, I always just imagine she'd have a really small intimate wedding.
She soaked up the attention with the Knicks in the finals though.
She did, girl. Yeah. Man, I mean, not girl. You are a man.
Waking you up
with McDonald's. Score one of six legendary cups with the FIFA World Cup meal. Only at McDonald's.
Your favorite throwbacks.
105.5.
Let's take them back.
Yes.
Push your hands up high.
Yeah, let's go.
Can't stop my vibe.
I love it.
Throwback.
Spins Naughty Threesome.
Spins Naughty Threesome.
Good morning. It is Emma and Marty this morning. And yes, it made its big return to Fully Charged in the last few weeks. After 4 years away, the Naughty Threesome is back on Fully Charged.
Yeah.
Last Friday was incredible because what Marty did, being the very, very famous DJ that he is.
Ah, stop.
He went into the mix and for me, because I'm such a hip hop stan, did this, and for all of us who are hip hop stans, of course, did this epic hip hop Naughty Threesome
mix.
I'm
going to say the word urban and I'm going to tell you why, because tomorrow what I have in mind, the first song wouldn't quite be hip hop.
Okay,
but
fair.
It'd be urban.
It's kind of a, it's a wide genre. Everything's so genre blended today.
I hate it.
But back then it was a bit more
rigid. You're so right.
Whereas today it's really hard to distinguish genre. Yeah. So Marty, it might be his last show today because Dave is back tomorrow, but you best believe he has just signed the paper with the bosses. And each and every Friday he will bring us Marty Guilfoyle doing the Naughty Threesome urban hip hop style in the mix.
Yeah,
on
really
a Friday.
Excited for you guys to have it tomorrow morning. I'm not going anywhere, guys. Ha ha.
And of course, Naughty Threesome back each and every day with Steve K from 3 o'clock. But for now, we will kick off with Beat Freaks. This is Somebody's Watching Me.
I love this song.
You're listening to Spin.
Much.
Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Come follow me. I like to drink it up, but never like to sink it. I like to drink it up, but never like to sink it. I like to drink it up, but never like to sink it.
Robbie Williams, Kylie Minogue and Kids here on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. And a reminder, tomorrow morning, Marty will be in the mix every single Friday with the Naughty Threesome. It'll be hip-hop, R&B, urban style each and every Friday. And I don't know about you, but I certainly cannot wait. I cannot wait.
It went down well last week. We had a couple of texts. It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
You don't ask for people to text. Tricky.
For now, though, the pressure is on because Marty's been saying since he's been covering Dave for the last couple of weeks, I just want to be the one to be able to say those magic words.
You've won €2,000.
The very last opportunity for that to be the reality this morning, and it is Kira on to give it a lash. In work early, Kira, are you?
At work now, yeah.
Well, did you have to get up really early for that? Because you're in work already now.
No, I start work at about 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Not too bad.
And do you have a long drive to work?
No, literally up the road. I work in a creche, so it's right beside me.
Is it true that for creches, you can't be younger than two? So they're all 2-year-olds, are they? 2, 3, kind of?
Toddlers, yeah. We take them from 2.
That's so cute. Aw, they'd say they're all delighted with themselves.
Yeah, but she has 5 of them, Emma.
My nephew goes to a creche and he had his first ever school tour yesterday.
Oh.
And you should see the photo, absolutely delighted with himself. You know the expression, smiling with your eyes? Like the glint, sitting in the bus, delighted with all his friends, loving life, only like 3 years old and from creche. Okay, Kira, let's try and win you €2,000 this morning.
Yeah, okay. So, Kira, have you played this before while you're in the car or listening in the creche?
Yeah, every morning in the car I listen.
Amazing. So you're a seasoned professional. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Remember now that every question has an answer between 1 and 10. So it won't be any other number. And just in case as well, if you don't know the answer, because you know that the number is between 1 and 10, just throw out a guess, okay? Just throw it out there into the universe. You never know what'll happen. If you top the leaderboard at the end of tomorrow, you win tickets to go see Westlife. But the big one here, for me especially, is being covering Dave. We want to give away the €2,000 today. We really, really do. So if you answer all 10 questions correctly, €2,000. It's all yours, okay?
Okay,
so for the end of week prize, Grace is currently top of the leaderboard, scoring that 7 in the full 55 seconds. We're wishing you the very best of luck. Come on, Kira, let's go. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. If something is open every hour of the day, it's known as being 20 watt 7.
4.
In bowling, how many pins do you need to hit to score a strike?
8.
July is what number month of the year?
7.
Lionel Messi has become the first man to play in how many FIFA World Cups?
4.
Helium is what number on the periodic table?
3.
The first film that Justin Baldoni directed was called What Feet Apart?
2.
What is 100 minus 99?
1.
How many sides does a nonagon have?
9.
In horse racing, how many furlongs are there in a mile?
10.
And the word bookkeeper has how many consecutive double letters?
4.
How are you feeling after that? You doing okay?
No, that was the hardest questions that you've asked.
Yeah, they were tough, to be fair.
I think anything to do with the periodic table has absolutely no business in the Tricky 10, in my opinion. Keep their periodic table away from my Tricky 10 column. Don't even dare start. Periodic table, man. Banned.
Okay.
Banned.
Okay,
but it was going to be between 1 and 10, so...
I know. That's the other side of it as well.
The first two are easy enough on the periodic table, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay, let's top them up and see how you get on this morning.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, you're the top scorer of the day. That's good, isn't it? Like, it is good. Fair play to you. Well, let's go through some of the questions now that you stumbled on. In bowling, how many pins do you need to hit to score a strike? You said 8. The answer is actually 10. Lionel Messi's become the first man to play in how many FIFA World Cups? You said 4. The answer is 6. Helium is what number on the periodic table? You said 3. The answer is 2. The first film that Justin Baldoni directed was called What Feet Apart? You said 2. The answer is 5. And then in horse racing, how many furlongs are there in a mile? You said 10. The answer is 8. And the word bookkeeper has how many consecutive double letters? You said 4, which is actually really close. The answer is 3.
And you know what? It's just a mouthful of a question, but actually B-O-O, there's your first, you know, double letter. K-K, and then E-E. But yeah, it's a weird question, if you get me. All right, listen, it wasn't to be, but it's so lovely to talk to you, Kira. Tell us, which is the creche you work in? Give them a mention if you want.
I work in Kids Force Creche in Kilmarnock.
No way. And I heard that Kira is the best staff member there.
I've heard that too.
Pass it on.
You've heard that too, Kira, have you?
I have.
Kira, thanks a million. Have a lovely day. See you later.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Now, Dave will be back tomorrow. You can win yourself the €2,000 on a Friday. And maybe you're more inclined to enter now that we have officially banned the periodic table.
No, we actually haven't.
10.
I don't think we have, Emma.
Oh, why?
Because
Callum said, yeah, fine.
No. Because when this question, like, we were literally chatting during earlier to one of the songs, and we were talking about oxygen out of pure chance. And
who talks about oxygen out of pure chance?
No, hang on a minute, you're landing me in it. Don't do that to me.
So oxygen is what number?
I thought it was 0.
Ah, it's not. What number is oxygen?
Oxygen is 8, so it's the position of it on the periodic table.
Can I ask?
It's a number between 1 and 10.
Yeah,
there you go.
But here's the thing.
9 other questions.
I'm not into science, right? Yeah. I didn't really do it in school. I did ag science just to cover myself for my Leaving Cert. If anyone studied like biology, would everyone know that?
Yeah, but chemistry, biology, I'd say the first three is, I'm actually having to check myself now, but so I don't get it wrong. But hydrogen, helium, lithium, I'd remember those three
from
pretty
school.
Well, and then I'd struggle.
Fair enough. All right, Tricky and a WhatsApp to play tomorrow on 087-711-1038. This is Spin. Big question for you this morning, and we urge you to be as brave as you can. Be a brave boy or a brave girl and tell us, where is the worst place you have thrown up? Obviously, Marty's been covering Dave for the last couple of weeks, and we've been friends for about 15 years, and we were just chatting about, you know, the good old days.
When we were young.
When we were young and the silly stuff we got up to and everything. Yeah. And a story came up the other day, and I was like, I wonder, can we talk about this in the show? And I think we kind of can. When it comes to the worst place you've thrown up, this is a particularly bad one. I have a very weak stomach and I do get sick like every now and again. But like, I could talk about the time I got sick on my partner in school, the guy I was sitting beside. We shared a desk at school. I'll never forget it. It was like history. I was 14 and my stomach just turned and I put my hands down thinking I could deal with it myself, kind of head in my arms, and it just came. And the poor guy, I'll never forget the cleaner for the school coming in. And I was like, Imelda, no, please let me do
Imelda.
It myself. Remember
Imelda.
Her name? Yeah, I was like, let me sort it out myself, please. But no, the worst time I've ever gotten sick was in a company car. Okay.
I remember this so well.
We are going back now to 20-year-old Emma, okay? So forgive me. I was young. And we worked in a radio station, Martin and I. They covered the southeast of the country, but they're based out of Waterford. But they had an event on in Wexford, okay? Marty was DJing at the event. We were pals. And I said I'd go along to the gig as well. There was loads of other people from work gigging on the night and stuff like that. And let's just say I was off the clock, okay? I wasn't technically working that night. So I was enjoying what was an offer in the club that night. Do you know what I mean? We get into the car and like basically the people who were in the car with Martin and I were essentially like the spinnies, okay? So the young people who were working for the station and were helping out on the night.
Yeah.
One of the essentially spinnies was doing the driving. Marty was up front and I was sitting in the back with the two spinnies next to me. And I'd obviously been off the clock, you know what I'm saying? And something came over me and it happened, okay?
Yeah.
The worst that could possibly happen in the radio station's official PR car. I vomited worse than I've ever vomited in my life.
Oh.
It was disgusting. I will never forget how awful I felt, how paranoid I was, how anxious I was.
You were going to lose your job.
I thought I was going to lose my job.
Yeah.
Marty, you can vouch for how horrible that experience was.
I can.
Marty laughs at everything. Like, he's so supportive. And even then, he was like, this is gross.
I just feel...
this is awful.
No, I know, but I do feel like you were a little bit harsh on yourself. But I have to say, when I looked back and looked at you, I actually... out of all of the years of our friendship, Emma, I've never felt so bad for you.
I don't know. I was if you traumatized. Remember,
but you actually tried to
clean
like,
it.
No, oh, you sorry. Tried to. You tried to when you kept going. You tried to keep it like
I kept trying to
tucked
get,
away.
Yeah, I was trying.
It's
to
almost
let,
like you were like foreseeing yourself cleaning it. So you're like, well, I'll make it easier for myself.
I was trying to clean the car. Yeah. I was like sorry for the graphic detail, but I was trying to hold it. Do you know what I mean?
You did. There was a bit that you were trying to actually, and we still had another hour left on the drive. I still
want to apologize to those everyone that was in the car that night. That was just awful. We got back to the radio station. Everyone goes home. And I go back into the building.
This is like 4 a.m, by the way.
Yeah.
Because we came back from Wexford after a club gig.
Yeah.
And you were like, let's go scrub the car now.
Well, I didn't ask you to do it, but I wanted you to stay with me as like moral support. So Marty stayed with me while I went up rooted
did
around.
Did I not help you?
I wouldn't have let you. It was disgusting.
That's terrible of me. I apologise.
No way. I would have hated that. I went back into the radio station looking for whatever cleaning products I could find.
It's 4 a.m.
Yeah. And I'd say that the people who use that car next were like, what is with the smell of bleach in this car? We disinfected
really
so well.
Good.
I'm not going to lie. About 4 weeks later, I get called into an office. I've heard that you were sick in a company car.
I don't remember this part.
Yeah.
Oh no, this is new to me.
Yeah, I got called out. It was awful. It was just the worst. And
I don't remember that part. Four weeks later.
Yeah, 4 weeks later. I thought I was after getting away with this.
Of course, you're done. You're off the hook.
Let us know, with that in mind, where is the worst place you've thrown up? Could have been into a handbag of your friend. Could have been a taxi and it cost you a fortune. Could have been on your wedding dress. I don't know. You tell me. 087 711 1038. Your voice notes, please, on the worst places you've thrown up.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Later with Dance on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona, it's Emma and Marty this morning.
Yeah.
I have to say big ups to you who've been in touch, because the question this morning, not one that necessarily people are very proud of, but we've all been there. It's a human thing. It happens. We've been asking you where or when was the worst place or moment that you've thrown up.
That's brilliant.
What?
It's a human thing. It happens.
It happens.
And you're so right.
It's so
true.
We
all do it. So why do we beat around it, huh?
I was saying that Martin's been covering for the last 2 weeks. We've been pals for 15 years. And back in the very early days, I was about 20. Martin's around the same age. We worked for a radio station. That's how we met, down in Waterford, called Beat. And they had an event on in Wexford. And it still haunts me. This was the worst throw up of my life, the worst bomb I've ever had. It was on the way back from a nightclub gig. I wasn't working on the day, to give myself credit, but it was in a company car, as in, like, you know the spin cars you'd see around? It was like the equivalent of that.
Fully branded. Yeah.
And I vomited on the way back. I thought I was going to lose my job. I thought they're going to fire me. It was so scary. And on the back of that, asking you this morning, where is the worst place that you have thrown up? Here's Debbie.
Many, many years ago, I used to work at sea, and I had only just started on my first week.
Okay, so you were working at sea, getcha.
And the crew accommodation was up on the B deck, which meant we had portholes. Hadn't quite got me sea legs, and I was so sick the next morning. I was on the top bunk.
Yeah.
And the first thing I could do was stick my head out the porthole, and I puked everywhere, and there was backpackers sleeping on the life jacket boxes.
No!
I was so embarrassed, but he was asleep and he didn't wake up and I never said anything.
No!
Sorry, it landed on him while he was asleep.
The backpackers...
And he didn't wake up.
No, that's awful, but incredible. A portal, by the way, I just had to check what that was. They're the little flying kind of floppy windows in a boat, you know, the little roundy ones.
Yeah.
So that's what she stuck her head through. Also, the backpackers shouldn't be sleeping on the life jackets. They're very important.
Hang on, Emma. Regardless, nobody deserves, if you're sleeping in an area you're not supposed to be sleeping in, to have a waterfall.
Well, I'm sorry now, but you shouldn't be on the life jacket.
How did he not wake up?
This person wants to stay anonymous, so we've thrown the message through AI.
I was about 15 years old and we had this high school class dinner and the teachers were invited too. It was a good night. We weren't going crazy or anything. After the dinner, I went up to another room that has a balcony overlooking the exit.
Oh no.
As the teachers were leaving, my math teacher walked underneath us.
Oh.
I just accidentally, out of the blue, threw up on her from the balcony down below. Fair to say, I didn't finish maths.
Oh my God.
Accidentally out of the blue.
Accidentally out of the blue. Sometimes, as the good vomits are, they just come at you out of the blue.
Oh my God.
Sometimes
the
it just happens.
Teacher.
On the maths teacher. Wow, amazing, but awful. Callum.
I have a story. Well, I actually have two stories, but one, I have one out of the blue story that actually has me basically banned from a Wetherspoons in Derby.
Oh, no way.
How do you get banned from a Wetherspoons?
I know. So I went to university in Derby and it was kind of like our end of year social for the radio station.
Uh-huh.
And again, we were having food, we had a few drinks, and just all of a sudden, out like without warning, just projectiled.
Yeah.
Sorry to use the word projectiled. Everywhere, and the staff were like,
get
that's
out.
You do. That's you done. You're done. You're out.
Did you have the bouncers come and get you by each arm?
Walked us all out. But it was in my final year at uni, so I never went back. So I don't know if I'm still back.
I think that should be a show experiment.
We're all going to Derby from anywhere.
Yeah,
that's the most.
This is the guy that told us this morning he won a kindness award.
Well, I've changed in my years. And then secondly, I was in a stag do. We went to Lisbon at the start of last year, and there was about 10-15 of us there. And one night, the stag got very sick during the night, and he was in a bunk bed. He was on the top bunk, the everything all over his sheets, and then dribbled down into the one below. And
the
me, the dad of the group, because we were in an Airbnb, was going around washing the sheets.
Oh my God.
Gotta get it clean, gotta get it clean.
This is Louise.
Hi, guys. The worst place I've gotten sick, I think, was on the top deck of a bus. I think it was, I had had Eddie Rockets and had a giant chocolate malt. And I only had a little paper bag. And yeah, puked in the paper bag, which obviously then split. And I'd say my milkshake puke was all over the top deck of the bus.
Oh, man. It's just awful when it's in public. That's the thing that really kills you. Beck was in touch as well then with this voice note.
My husband and I went on this fabulous 4-day trip to Mayo, Bleak Castle. Absolutely stunning.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely.
Met another couple there, ended up having the crack the following day. Not pretty at all. The staff of the hotel were amazing and they were trying to look after me. The hubby had a game of golf booked. I thought, well, look, I'll be grand. I'll go out for a walk, you know, with him when he's out on the buggy or whatever. And, you know, grand. Oh my God, I was green on the green, quite literally. I had to jump off the buggy into the bushes and... Very green on the green. Cheers.
Beck, I love that. There's a few things about the voice note I love. Because we've all been there. We went on a romantic night away and ended up having great crack with a couple. That's
green
just,
on so the green. Can we please appreciate that?
Rough on the rough.
Oh, very good.
Another person here would like to stay anonymous, understandably.
Worst place I threw up was at my friend's house party. I tried to puke in the bin in the kitchen, on the sly, when nobody was in there. But I ended up just puking all over the lid of it. Never admitted to it. That was me still to this day.
She's never admitted it to this day. Amazing.
That's on so the lid.
Also, I love that voiceover, like, or that voiceover of AI. It does sound very Wisteria Lane, Desperate Housewives, doesn't it? Like,
the worst place I threw up was at my friend's house party.
I specifically tried to find an Irish one, but they all kind of blend.
I hear the house party.
Yeah, house party. But the rest just sounds like Desperate Housewives, doesn't it?
I need to sort of throw up now, I think, after hearing all of those.
Yeah. Amazing. Well done. And you're very, very brave for getting in touch. Marty, you never shared anything with the class there.
Oh, would you look at that? Oh my God.
It's time for
Doja Cat. We have to hit news, everybody. We're running out of time.
Here's Doja Cat. This is Jealous Time.
Drop.
Olivia Rodrigo and Drop Dead on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Marty has been with us for the last couple of weeks, and I want to say a big thank you to Marty Guilfoyle. He's been amazing.
I'm not going anywhere though, like.
I know. But it's been lovely to have you. Dave is back from his holidays tomorrow, so I think we dedicate the last bit of the show here to Marty being utterly positive before we get back to normal grounded Dave tomorrow.
I missed Dave on the show. Like I said earlier on, if you just joined us, I said I missed Dave on the show.
While you're here.
While I'm here. So I'm looking forward to hearing him again in the morning.
Yeah, he'll be like an absolute briar tomorrow, won't he, back from his holidays?
And you know what? Because it's only one day he'll have the Friday feeling.
True.
Yeah, actually,
and he'll have goodies and we'll have a big naughty threesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll be positive, channeling positivity for Dave.
Go on, Marty, go out with your positivity there. Tell everyone something nice.
I just think, just turn the music for a second.
You're
listening right now. You look gorgeous today. So you look really well today, and you are doing great, sweetie.
We will see you back here in the morning. Thank you, Marty.